What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 91. Today, we're going to be touching on kind of like a supplement review. We're going to be reviewing BCAAs, which are branched-chain amino acids, and we're going to compare them to EAAs, or essential amino acids, and kind of just let you know what supplement you should take, the pros and cons of both, and just spread some light on that information. Last week, we touched on workout frequency, and we did a review on protein powders a few weeks back as well. So we're kind of touching back on our old workout roots. That's kind of both of our origins, you know, kind of being gym rats. So, of course, we love talking about low carb. We love talking about all the other health benefits and stuff like that. But working out and these type of things are also part of our passion. So we wanted to touch on that again. But first, before we do that, let's do a quick check-in. So, Tom, how's your week been?
It's been pretty good. The heat's finally getting here. It's like we've had a lot of 100 degree days recently, so I've been doing a lot of like early morning runs where I'm like finish my run by 8 in the morning, starting at like 6, making sure I'm getting those miles. But my world's pretty calm compared to the world around me. Everything seems to be falling apart, but I'm not too negatively affected. How's everything going with you?
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, pretty much the same thing, man. Just chilling and just like I say, I feel like I've said this every week for the last like 4 weeks. I'm really like waiting for things to get back to normal, you know. Even though yesterday I actually did go out and get dinner yesterday in a restaurant and like sat down in a restaurant. I didn't wear a mask. I didn't like everything was normal and it was actually really nice.
Yeah. How was the restaurant? Was it kind of crowded or was there like more spacing, something like that?
Literally, we were the only people in there.
Wow.
Yeah, literally. So I don't think people even know that the place was open for like dine-in. So, but we were kind of in town and I called them. It was like my favorite Indian spot. And I was like, hey, are you guys doing dine-in? They're like, yeah. And I said, cool. So we just, you know, drove up and parked. And when we were there, a lot of people were coming in for takeout orders, but that was like, nobody was coming in to sit down, you know?
Okay. Well, yeah,
but it was nice. Like, if
I've been
it was like
to do that recently, just having known like what restaurants are open around me.
Yeah. No. I mean, call around. Like, it felt nice, and it's weird because normally I'm not a real go out type of guy. You know what I mean? But just going out and getting some food like felt like a, I don't know, like a real nice thing. You know what I mean? You don't appreciate things until they're gone. You know?
Oh yeah, definitely. Sounds like a nice little treat.
Yeah.
Definitely trying
to
take advantage of that soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that was cool. Besides that was my week and was looking into this, and this topic really interests me, you know, the role of BCAAs and just protein powder, protein synthesis, all that type of stuff, because, you know, that's all, my background's always in bodybuilding. That's all about building muscle. Muscles are made of protein. So my life has revolved around protein for years. So I've fallen into these traps of looking at magazine articles, just reading internet articles about what to take, how much to take, and these like supposedly magic supplements that you buy to put on like tons of muscle fast. So I've fallen into these traps of buying just honestly crap supplements, thinking I'm going to get good gains. And now that I really know more about just the science behind protein metabolism and just honestly human physiology, you know, how our body works, you know, anabolic situations, catabolic situations. And so I know what supplements people should take, when to take them, and I want to spread that information to them. But first, I guess you want to touch a little bit on just what, because talking about BCAAs, those are amino acids, what amino acids are for people, and kind of just break that down in layman's terms maybe.
Yeah, so amino acids, those are the building blocks for proteins. So they make proteins, enzymes, hormones, neurotransmitters. They're vital in energy production, like mental stability. Pretty much everything that's going on in your body needs amino acids.
Yeah, amino acids are, I mean, to say they're everywhere would be an understatement. You know what I mean? Like, everything is built and made up of proteins in our body. And we did a podcast now that I think about it, touching on protein a lot at some point. Do you remember? Does that ring a bell to you or no?
I mean, the protein one that we just did, I'm wondering if it has something to do with, like, a vegan episode.
Maybe it was a vegan
episode.
Because this is
usually, like, our biggest problem with a vegan diet is a lack of amino acids.
Yeah, the lack of quality amino acids, yeah. So maybe, I'm sure, whatever, if you listen to this podcast, you listen to the history, or listen to the, what we call it, library. We've done a few deep dives on protein before, but yeah, protein's just very important. And so to touch on real quick exactly what are BCAAs, so BCAA stands for branched chain amino acid, and there's three of them. There's leucine, isoleucine, and valine. And the big one there that gets really all the hype with BCAAs is leucine. And leucine is kind of the, I don't know, the poster child for bodybuilders, for working out, for putting on muscle. And that's because that's the amino acid that our body uses to trigger muscle protein synthesis. So for any real, it varies a little bit. For any like natural cut of meat or any natural source of protein, leucine is going to be about 10% of the total amino acids. So in like a whey protein shake, if you get about, you know, well, whey's a little bit higher. I think whey's about 12%. But, you know, you get 30 grams of protein, you're going to get about 3 grams of leucine. And that's the magic number our body uses as like a gauge, as like a thermostat. So if it senses 3 grams of leucine in one serving, it will say, okay, this is good. We have more, or we have more than enough of surrounding amino acids, like all the other essential amino acids. We can trigger muscle protein synthesis and start building muscle, which is the goal. It's what everybody wants. They want to put in an anabolic situation where you're building muscle. And that's why the leucine is kind of like the golden poster child. Everybody loves it. But there's a little more nuance to that argument, you know? And I guess BCAAs do a little bit more stuff, right? So why don't you go into that, kind of what BCAAs do?
Yeah, just because, like, how you just mentioned, like, there's a lot of leucine. That's one of the branched-chain amino acids. It decreases the amount of muscle damage during exercise. So this leads to faster recovery. So if you're, let's say, a baseball player where you have games every day, or maybe like a basketball player who's got, you know, 5 games in 1 week, you need that faster recovery. For some sort of athlete like that, branched-chain amino acids are really good. They're also used as an energy source right at the muscle. So they're great little boosts of energy. So if you're doing some sort of exercise where it's going to take, you know, an hour, 2 hours plus, where you can't really eat in between, but you're going to need a little bit of extra energy, branched-chain amino acids do make a lot of sense. They also suppress your hunger, and they help out if you're doing some sort of fasted exercise or if you're one of those intermittent fasters. It helps out a lot with that, and they're really cheap. I mean, for the most part, you're looking at $10 to $20 a month, depending on how much you use. So branched-chain amino acids do a lot.
They do, yeah, 100%, yeah. Super vital, and they're cheap. I think that's like the best thing about them. They're super cheap. And so the thing we're comparing those to are essential amino acids. And those actually contain BCAAs. So you're going to have leucine, isoleucine, and valine as well. But you're also going to have methionine. You're going to have phenylalanine, threonine, tryptophan, lysine, histidine, and arginine. And they're called essential amino acids because these are amino acids your body can't build. Like, we have to get these from our food. And they're also another like subset of amino acids called conditionally essential amino acids. And they're called conditionally essential because your body can build them, but the environment needs to be correct and the precursors need to be present in adequate amounts for your body to build them. And those are cysteine, glutamine, proline, and taurine. And you get those in essential amino acid mix as well. And so the essential amino acids, you really get all the benefits of BCAA on top of all the other amino acids your body needs to really fully support muscle protein synthesis. So you want to kind of go into that a little bit, some of the benefits of essential amino acids?
Yeah, so we just talked about the benefits of branch chain, so that energy production and that faster recovery. So you're already getting both of those benefits, but it's going to suppress your appetite even more because you're having more amino acids, so you're going to have less deficiency. So that's going to decrease your appetite. The only downside really is that the cost is about double for the same amount. For like a month supply, you're looking at 30 to 40 versus like 10 to 20. So it's a bit more expensive. But here's where like the big difference comes in. So in essential amino acids, you're getting arginine. That's also called nitric oxide. That increases blood flow. Big benefit for exercise. Histidine, that helps out with lactate metabolism. So that builds up, increases your lactate threshold, that increases your endurance. Lysine, it's right there with the same role as the branched chain amino acids. So you're looking at greater repair, faster recovery.
Yeah, to touch on real quick, okay. Not to cut you off, but I don't know, if people don't know like lactate threshold is, just imagine when you run and your whole body burns, your legs burn, your lungs burn, that's lactate. So you want that threshold to be high so you can push harder longer. That's what that is. You don't, like, the lactate sucks. That's what causes you to gas out, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point. So that's usually like one of the limiting factors in exercise. So if you can increase that lactate metabolism and increase that lactate threshold, you'll be able to go longer, push yourself farther. So yeah. it's a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Methionine is a precursor to other amino acids that are responsible for removing toxins. So that's better recovery and also helping out your endurance system, immunity. You're helping out your immune system, which is a really big deal because a lot of athletes do get sick around like their really tough competition. So that's a big one.
Yeah.
Phenylalanine is a precursor to feel-good neurotransmitters and hormones. So what that's going to do is it's going to decrease pain and increase endurance by preventing central fatigue. So, you know, if like you won't feel, you'll have that like runner's high if you're out there running a marathon, other than just feeling all the pain in your ankles, knees, and joints. You'll feel that stuff later on. So that's what that's doing. Threonine, is that how you say that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's the only one I never hear pronounced, so I have a big problem with that one. So threonine, precursor to other amino acids responsible for muscle protein synthesis, less breakdown of muscle, better repair.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is tryptophan, which is a precursor to serotonin. So again, that's going to increase your pain tolerance and allow you to push yourself farther and longer.
Yeah, so those are all the like other amino acids you get when you take an essential amino acid supplement. And it sucks that the cost is double, you know, but it makes sense because you are getting a lot more bang for your buck. It's just I think the benefits of essential amino acids way more. And like Tom said, there's so many things in there, like histidine. When Tom's doing these long races, you want that lactate under control as much as possible. And because really that's, I heard a story actually about Michael Phelps. So these, obviously like Olympic athletes, they're all freaks, you know, but after these long races, what they'll do to kind of test these athletes, they'll test their like lactate levels in their blood. And some people can just perform at crazy high lactate levels. And I guess like Michael Phelps can perform at lactate levels that are like, that would cripple most people. You know what I mean? Like literally cripple them, you know? And so I don't know. I thought that was an interesting little tidbit. You know what I mean? Just some of these athletes, they're just literally different. You know what I mean? No doubt about it.
Well, yeah, if you're going to be like the best of all time at your sport, I'm sure you're built a little bit differently.
Built a little different. Yeah, exactly. So that's what BCAAs, that's what essential amino acids are. And I kind of want to touch on a little bit just the logic behind taking leucine itself, because leucine, you'll hear it all the time, it's an anabolic hormone. An anabolic amino acid, because it triggers muscle protein synthesis, and that is what builds muscle. It's like, okay, I get it, you know. But it's just backwards, because it's true that leucine does trigger muscle protein synthesis, but if you trigger it without the necessary essential amino acids, your body will pull the amino acids from your muscle, causing a catabolic event, which is muscle loss, not an anabolic environment, muscle building. Like an anabolic state can only be achieved when muscle protein synthesis exceeds muscle protein breakdown. And I think people just don't really understand there's a rhythm throughout the day. Our body, like, I don't care if you sipped on leucine, or I don't care if you sipped on, like, literally a steak powder 24/7, 365, your body would not be in an anabolic environment 24/7. It's like a wave. You ever, like, if any math nerds out there, it's like a cosine wave or a sine wave. Your body's anabolic, then it's catabolic. Your body's anabolic, then it's catabolic. Just how it is. You know, there's an ebb and flow to our hormones throughout the day. What you want to do is, over like a 24-hour period, to hopefully put on muscle, is over the course of that day, you want to be slightly more anabolic than catabolic. You know, maybe just 10%, 20%. So you've actually built something that day instead of broke down that day. So it's how it works. So the idea that you sip on leucine 24/7, or you just ingest leucine by itself or through a BCAA powder, and therefore you're going to stay anabolic all day and you're going to put on muscle all day, that's not true. Like, that's not how it works. BCAAs alone don't effectively stimulate muscle protein synthesis. You need all the essential amino acids to fully activate muscle protein synthesis on top of just the BCAAs. And this has been, I'll link a few papers on the website. This has been looked at. And just a way, a little metaphor to think about it, you can think of it like starting a car. Leucine starts the car. In this case, that's muscle protein synthesis. But you need gas in order to go anywhere. In this case, essential amino acids are the gas. So you need leucine to start the building muscle, but you need essential amino acids to sustain the process. So they really should be taken together. And so that's why I recommend, really, if you want a supplement while training, if you want a supplement just in general, essential amino acids over BCAAs, in my opinion, every time. And one study gave BCAAs alone. This is a study up on the website. And another one gave a whey shake. And you can compare the whey shake to essential amino acids, because the whey shake contains all essential amino acids. And the BCAA drink only stimulated muscle protein synthesis 22% compared to the whey group. So relying on BCAAs alone to stimulate muscle protein synthesis is suboptimal. There's just no way around that. Does it stimulate muscle protein synthesis? Yes. Does it provide fuel source for your muscles in a fasted state? Yes. Is it optimal? That's the question. No. Now, is it completely just trash? Maybe not. You know, it has its place. But there's just better, you know, I don't know, solutions out there. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in a race, you take essential amino acids, don't you?
Yeah, I take essential over branch chain, because I'm looking at trying to get all those added benefits other than just the energy production and the decrease the muscle damage. Hey, those are great benefits. Mm-hmm. But if I can get like 5 additional benefits, like, why not?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And something I always touch on, I think we both kind of are grounded in this, is more just like an evolution argument. Throughout history, the protein sources our body is used to, like, really the only thing it's been exposed to, are complete in all essential amino acids. And that would be meat, you know? We would never have had isolated amino acids by themselves, like a BCAA powder. You know what I mean? So, of course, our body doesn't just get this BCAAs and it, like, magically works like eating a steak. You know, our body just is like, what is this? You know what I mean? It's only 3 amino acids. We're used to all of them at once, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, because, yeah, like, pretty much a branch chain supplement is the only time you'll ever get leucine basically by itself.
Yeah.
So it's the only time you'll be getting that signal to grow without all the additional building blocks needed to grow.
Mm. Yeah, so I think the overall order of things would be food first for your protein intake. Like, I can't stress that enough. Supplements are great, and I've actually recently started messing around with supplements again, just with the goal of putting on size, just with the goal of increasing muscle, of course. You know, it's always the goal. But food should always be the backbone of any dietary regimen, of any training regimen. You have to get your food in point, because it's not just about the macronutrients, you know, protein, carbs, and fats, but it's about the micronutrients as well. You know, all your vitamins and minerals and your supplementary type nutrients, things like carnitine and creatine, stuff like that, which is all in, you know, meat. But if food isn't, like, available, or it's just you're in a rush, all that type of stuff, then, of course, you know, supplements are the way to go. Protein powders are great. We talked about protein powders a few weeks back. They contain all BCAAs and all essential and non-essential amino acids, so they can fully support muscle protein synthesis in the best way possible. Essential amino acids have their place as well, 100%. Like, during a workout or a race, when you have something, or you want something pre-digested, because I've personally never ran like 1,000 miles, you know, it's not my thing, but Tom can touch on that. Like, you want something that's easy on your stomach. You don't want to eat like a sandwich in the middle of a 100-mile run, you know?
Yeah, the less your digestive system has to do, the better. I mean, that way all that energy can be going towards your muscles instead of to your digestive organs instead. I mean, energy, you know, is a big deal. Like, you want all that energy for your legs and your lungs and your heart. So you don't want to be using that on your pancreas, your stomach acid, all those other wasted things.
Yeah.
So that's why essential amino acids or even branched-chain amino acids are better in that type of case.
You, the last ultra marathon you ran, you ate something and affect your stomach? What was it, like Chex Mix? No,
oatmeal? It was Trail Mix.
Trail Mix, there
like
you go.
A little handful of Trail Mix. And yeah, that just destroyed my like stomach. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes after I ate it, I had the biggest stomach ache, and yeah, like my run kind of sucked. But then after that kind of wore off, I felt fine like the 2 hours before that, felt fine like the 2 hours after. It was just like a good like 45 minute like hour stretch that I just felt like shit.
Yeah, and of course, like, you're not really competing against anybody, but just think if this was, you know, whatever, college, pros, like, what if this race really mattered? What if you really trained, you're going for that number one spot? If you go down for 45 minutes and you're not, you know, feeling good, that's the difference between first place and fifth place, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I think, like, branched-chain amino acids, they're pretty much, I don't want to say that they're completely useless, but, I mean, if you have essential amino acids, they're far better, so kind of, like, why even bother taking branched-chain?
Yeah.
But like essentials, like if you're any sort of endurance athlete, especially like doing crazy stuff like I'm doing, I think essentials should be in everybody's like arsenal. Everybody should be using that during a race. It just has so many benefits. Like another type of sport that essential amino acids or a branched-chain would have another like added benefit is if you're doing some sort of like weight cutting sport, something like wrestling, something like MMA, or boxing, you're doing one of those sports where you're going to be cutting weight, but you're still going to be exercising all the time. Those essential amino acids are going to help out so much by preventing as much muscle breakdown, helping you repair like better and faster, stronger, without getting all those added calories, without, you know, increasing your body weight on top of that. So something you can do that doesn't really weigh anything while you're cutting weight. Or if you're somebody, I know me and you, Tyson, we both do this all the time, is we'll do a lot of fasted exercise. Like I'll do like a 5-day fast and I'm exercising every day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way you can increase that exercise intensity while you're going a fast. Personally, I used that time to kind of do more yoga and walking and decrease the intensity. But if that's not for you, if you want to increase the intensity, keep it high all the time. Yeah, you can use these branched chain or essential amino acids to help you through those workouts.
Yeah. Do you have a brand that you prefer or no? You really don't?
I keep switching it up.
Really?
So I normally just buy what's on sale.
Okay.
Unfortunately, most of the time they don't really tell you what's in it. It just says a blend and it lists all the amino acids. So there's really no way of knowing like what you're really getting.
Yeah, see, that sucks. There's
Yeah, it's a manufacturer's blend. Pretty much on all the products.
Proprietary blend. Yeah, exactly.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that sucks. So I think it's just, in my opinion, BCA, and this is my opinion, is solely coming from a bodybuilding perspective. My opinion is coming from the goal of adding muscle. And in that context, I think BCAAs are useless. I think because they're so suboptimal, and in this race, in this game, every bit counts. Like, if you're going to do something, do it right. And so in that case, take a protein powder. In that case, take an essential amino acid powder. Don't rely on BCAAs, even though they get all the hype. I don't know how many people, there's these challenges out there. It's not push up to pin up. What is it? What are those challenges? Now I can't remember the names of them.
Are you talking like the couch to 5K?
Are like you're fat and then you pay them $100. And if you like lose 20 pounds, they'll give you $100 back.
I know what type of gym you're talking about. I have no idea.
Results is one, but that's kind of like California area. I know that's one of them. But there's just
those are getting pretty popular. They're pretty trendy right now.
Yeah, they're pretty trendy. You know, you give them like whatever, $500, and if you lose 20 pounds in I think 6 weeks, you get the $500 back. And But it's just, I don't know how many people I've seen go through these, and they're like, you know, soccer moms or just like guys working in cubicles all day, and they're slamming down BCAAs, like these powders, because that's what these gyms sell. You know, they make a ton of money off this stuff, thinking that it's really helping them. And I'm like, man, like, it's just, there's so many better ways to do it. Like, I feel like you're just wasting your money. Like, BCAAs get so much hype, and it's just, they're just not the best. Like, no one's talking about essential amino acids. Everyone's talking about BCAAs, and I just don't think that's right. You know, they get this data on leucine. They look at these powders, I mean, excuse me, these papers on leucine. Like, oh, leucine triggers this, leucine does this. Like, yeah, leucine's awesome. I'm a huge fan of leucine, but in the right context. And the right context is leucine surrounded by all the necessary amino acids that actually support that muscle building process. Because if you don't, and like I said earlier, that study said it stimulates muscle protein synthesis about 22% to the level of a protein powder. Like, I don't know about you, I don't want to stimulate something at 22% when I can't stimulate it at 100. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much just wasting your money.
And you know how hard it is? Yeah, like, we talked about this, I think, last week, like newbie gains. Like, once you lose those newbie gains, or once you're done getting them, it's so hard to do anything. It's so hard to make gains, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And one other thing I wanted to touch on is, like, I'm glad you brought it up that, like, nobody's really talking about this. One downside of essential amino acids, I suggest probably finding them online, is they are kind of hard to find. I went to, I think, three different, like, supplement stores until I finally found one. And, like, everybody I asked about it, they're like, oh, you mean branching amino acids? I'm like, no, I mean essential. Mm-hmm. And maybe just show me, like, the area that has, like, all your amino acids, like, individually. I'm like, no, man, I just want a supplement that's got all of them in one. Like, you know, I'm not trying to pop 40 different pills while I'm out on a race.
Exactly, yeah. So I know of a gentleman called a John Meadows, and he has a product. You can just Google John Meadows. I'm pretty sure it's called Recovery, and it's actually an intra workout supplement, but it's an intra workout EAA supplement. So it has every essential amino acid as well as a little bit of carbohydrates. And I personally just looked through it, and it has all the amino acids listed. It has all the doses of each amino acid, and the like other ingredients aren't bad, you know, 'cause I know I can look at these labels. So I would recommend going down that route. Again, it's not the cheapest, and, I think it's maybe like $30 for like 20 servings, you know, so you're not even getting a month's worth. But if you're serious about this training, and like I said, man, every pound you put on is really hard, then I would go with a brand like that. I personally think I like him. I like what he does. I know he knows what he's talking about. So I would go with that brand and find a supplement. If you can't find it, try and find a supplement that actually outlines the dose of each amino acid. You don't want to get those proprietary blends. It's just, that's really a way people can sell you a real cheap product at a high price and just really make a ton of money off you. And that's, you know, that's just kind of shitty, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. The $30 for 20 servings, that's about standard. So you're going to kind of find that about everywhere. And the way I use it is I only use it on like my hardest training days and for competition. So that way, normally like one container will last me 2 to 3 months instead of, you know, 20 days. Yeah. And the recommended amount is about 5 grams to 10 grams. I mean, maybe more kind of looking at your size and like what you're actually using it for, but a typical like serving size is like 5 grams.
Yeah. I think, what I would find personally, and I think in the recovery blend, it does have this, is it actually lists the amount of leucine. So if you want leucine to trigger muscle protein synthesis, you're going to need about 3 grams of it. So make sure that leucine amount in that supplement is 3 grams. And then everything else, all the other amino acids, make sure they're just listed so you know you're getting all of them. You know, it's just like a blend of crap. So that's what you should be looking at. And so, I mean, pretty much just to wrap it up, if it's not to be confusing, but not that BCAAs are complete crap. They're, you know, they have their place in certain contexts, but I think in the muscle building community, they've been overhyped. They've been kind of marketed as a way to stay anabolic, and I'm doing anabolic in quotes, like 24/7. But if anybody knows anything about just the way the human body works, that is impossible. You will never be anabolic 24/7. I don't even care if you're on all the drugs. You know, it's just not how our body works. You know, your thing, everything would go to shit if you weren't breaking down something at some point in your body. You know what I'm saying? And that's what catabolism? Yeah. That's hard to say, actually. That's what it is. You know, being catabolic, that's what it is. And So, but really, essential amino acids over BCAAs, in my opinion, every time. Protein powder has its place. You know, you can listen to the Protein Powder podcast. And of course, real food should be the basis of all your protein intake, you know? You pretty much agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely food should always be first, especially when it comes to recovery. If you don't have any, like, real food available for recovery, protein shake would be the next best thing. I pretty much think that the only time essential amino acids play, like, a big role is if you're doing, like, really intense, very long type of exercises. And, like, for that standpoint, that's where it's better than food or proteins.
Yeah.
But definitely focus on your food. If you're focusing on your food, then you should have all these amino acids in, like, stock. You should have, your body should have plenty of them available, unless you're doing something crazy and insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's a great point. And I think then that's the kind of a beauty of essential amino acids. Like, 99% of the time, food's going to be the answer. But there is a few situations where you don't want food. And in those situations, EAAs come into play. And that's really their hallmark. You know, that's great. That's like the one supplement that you want over food in certain situations. So that's kind of why they cost so much. That's kind of why, you know, it's just, it is what it is. But they're worth it in certain situations, no doubt about it. So I'll give them a try, you know, if you think that's what you'd like. Next week, we're actually going to touch on glutamine, if that interests you, because that's another supplement that is huge in the bodybuilding world and honestly in the health world in general. Even if you know a little bit about cancer, you listen to our cancer podcast, you know, glutamine's in that world as well. So we want to just do a breakdown on that, you know, if it's the pros and cons, if it's worth it. You know, I see so many people just waste their money on supplements. And when I was a teenager, I would waste, I mean, God, at least $100 a month on supplements and, you know, not put on an ounce of muscle. So if I can, you know, prevent a few people from wasting money, I will. Well, all right, that's another podcast in the books. Thank you guys for listening. You can find us at TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, if you haven't already done so, please rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. I hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.